It's a Monday, and that means it's time for Mondays with Mo on Scoops with DannyMac.com. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds, Brilliant Clarity. Guys, if you're thinking about getting engaged, this is the season to get engaged. Lordo'sDiamonds.com, Lordo'sDiamonds.com, and they're located in the heart of Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road, 9222 Clayton Road. Walk in, see Jimmy Lordo. His brother is there as well. Tell him Danny Mac sent you. You'll get the Danny Mac deal. Thanks to listening to Scoops with DannyMac.com. So we're going to talk it over with John Mozeliak. The Cardinals coming off a win yesterday against the San Diego Padres. An up and down start thus far for St. Louis. And for those of you that are new to the website, Mondays with Mo will drop every Monday, and you can download that on your supported devices. Just go to the App Store and download ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We're going to talk about Adam Wainwright, his performance yesterday, the emergence of Colton Wong. He's putting it all together. Generally speaking, the start of the St. Louis Cardinals and what's happened thus far with the Dodgers coming to town, the first of four tonight. Alex Reyes going to the minor leagues. Why was that move made? And Jairo Munoz. And we'll talk about as well heading to Mexico next weekend to take on the Cincinnati Reds. That's all coming up. It's Mondays with Mo on Scoops at DannyMac.com.
I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
As St. Louis looks forward to celebrating Easter, remember that Schnucks has everything you need for your big Easter meal. Schnucks carries Frick's Hams, a fifth-generation family-owned company from Washington, Missouri. Their hams are the best, and most of their pork comes from Midwest farms in Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. This Easter, think Schnucks for hams, great sides, desserts, candy, and everything that goes along with it. Don't forget about the Schnucks Rewards app. Get everything for Easter at Schnucks. Mondays with Mo are our chance to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, we jump right into it. Needed a big win yesterday, even though it's early, but needed a stopper. And you got that from Adam Wainwright. What did you take away from Waino's performance yesterday?
Well, I think the best takeaway is, you know, he was around the strike zone, no walks. And I think that was just an impressive outing and one that I think he was a little frustrated on how he threw in Pittsburgh. And subsequently, I think part of our struggles on the pitching side have been too many free bases. So, you know, certainly that was great to see. And as you pointed out, anytime you're bleeding a little bit, to have someone stop it is helpful.
Last time we saw Waino against San Diego, I thought it may have been the final time we'd ever see him pitch. I really felt that way. He admitted that to me in the offseason, and it's pretty amazing to see how he's kind of reinvented himself to be back not only in the major leagues, but pitching and pitching well in the Cardinal rotation. What did he do? Can you give our fans an idea of how he's, you know, transitioned to this stage in his career to make himself not only a guy that you can count on, but a viable pitcher in a rotation?
Well, I think the interesting thing about Waino is, you know, very, very, very high baseball IQ. And so, you know, as arm strength started to diminish, as he started to see his velocity go down, he had to evolve as a pitcher. And it's not uncommon for great ones to do that because they really understand how to pitch. And for him, the ability of feeling good, feeling strong, had a great offseason, very normal offseason for the first time in probably 4 or 5 years. You know, there was reason for optimism. But having said that, don't expect to see Waino of 5 years ago. Those days are gone, and he knows that. And even though that might be hard to accept, you have to accept it. And so now he has to make pitches, and that's what you saw yesterday. He worked ahead. He used his breaking ball for leverage and to get strikeouts, and he was obviously just a very effective pitcher. And that's, you can replicate that, and that's something that he needs to do to be successful. And certainly yesterday was like a very, very positive step in that.
Mo, are we finally seeing everything clicking for Colton Wong? We've always seen glimpses of great defense, some power, speed, a little bit of everything, but now it just seems to all come together. Do you think it's finally all come together for him?
you know, clearly he's had a great couple weeks, and that's great to see. And I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he should, because he's a talented player and certainly knows how to make the most of it. So great for us, great for him, and hopefully it continues.
Why do you think it's maybe clicked? If you go back to the All-Star game of last year and to now, I was looking at some of the numbers, he's been not only good, he's been great, one of the elite players in the game, sabermetrically or just the standard look at how you evaluate a player offensively. What do you think's happened with him to get him over the hump?
You know, I think anybody that thinks they know the answer to that is just speculating. I think for him, it's just feeling confident, feels like he belongs. And, you know, when you're having success, it breeds success. So I think it's just one of those things that he continued to keep it going. And right now he believes this is a great place for him. And I don't think anybody would argue with that.
Generally speaking, the start of the team for the first week and a half, what do you think of the club so far?
Well, I don't think this is the team you're going to see throughout the summer. I think, you know, there's been some ups and downs. I feel like bullpen is still sorting its way out. I think from the rotation standpoint, we found ourselves, you know, high pitch counts too early. I feel offensively we still haven't found that stride yet, but, you know, to be where we are, given who we played and how we've played, it's okay. You know, I certainly have higher expectations, and hopefully we'll see that start to show itself as the next weeks unfold.
On Mondays with Mo, we like to review the week that was, also look ahead. So I'll ask you about the move with Alex Reyes and also Jairo Munoz, and if you can give our fans a little insight into that and why the move at that time, and just moving forward with that move.
Well, starting with Alex, you know, clearly you got to be able to throw strikes here. And you know, he was getting hurt by not having that ability, and so wanted him to just get consistent touches down in Memphis, and so we'll set up a plan for him to do just that. And, you know, hopefully this is not a long stint in Memphis. Hopefully it's something that he can get himself to where he is more consistent again, and if that's the case, you'll see him soon. In Munoz's case, as many of the listeners know, Saturday and Sunday of this week, we play in Mexico. And we are afforded a 26-man on the roster. But that 26th player has to be a position player. So given the fact that we're playing the Dodgers over the next four, and knowing where our bullpen was going into this series, felt it was imperative just to get a couple extra arms up here, and then subsequently come Saturday when we play the Reds, we'll bring Munoz, most likely Munoz, back because we get that 26th person.
Mo, do you think sometimes with guys like, and I'm not singling them out, but Ozuna, Miller, or any player that is coming off injury, and they say that they're healthy, is it sometimes tough to break bad habits when you're not healthy? You get into bad habits just to stay on the field. Do you think sometimes that can be the case with guys moving forward? And secondly, is that the case maybe with those two right now and just trying to get their mechanics right at the plate and also on the mound?
You know, I've heard people speculate that. And, you know, clearly if people are talking about it, there could be some realism there. I do think in, you know, Miller's case, he was making adjustments over the last year because of his need to try to keep pitching. And now that he feels great, he is probably still doing some things that he needs to go back to prior to the injury. And so that's something I know that Maddox and Gurdy are working on with him. Yesterday was a good start for him in terms of coming in, getting the out and getting out. And that was good to see. You know, still got to get him to where he gets those swings and misses, but, you know, baby steps. And in Ozuna's case, I mean, there's just, it's hard for me to say because there's flashes of, man, he's right on, and then there's not. And so it almost feels like it's just more of a timing issue for him. But, you know, ultimately, I hope he can get it right because, you know, for us to truly be successful, we need both those guys clicking.
At the top of your lineup, you got Carpenter and Goldschmidt. They see so many pitches. We haven't talked in a couple of weeks, but how about the start for Paul, the three home run night? He's got five home runs. Just your impressions of Goldschmidt now in the fold here in St. Louis.
Well, I think it's exciting to know that we have him for the next 6 years. I think the one thing for him is probably just sort of, you know, as you could imagine, you get to a new city, on opening day. I mean, he and Yachty had probably the two largest response or applause, and I've got to imagine that can be a bit overwhelming. And so, you know, hopefully he can just take a deep breath, know that this is his home for a while, and hopefully it can just be business as usual. And that business as usual for us, in our eyes, is a very productive player and one that we believe is going to make others better.
You've been through a lot of opening days, different roles with the club. I'm sure it never gets old for you. What do you take away from opening day? What's the part for John Mozeliak that you kind of sit back and almost take your president of baseball operations hat off and you're a fan again and it reminds you why you love the game? What is it about opening day for you?
You know, I think that as you've mentioned, I've been here a while, and this was my 24th opening day with the Cardinals. But I think that the one thing that always made it special, remember, was when it was always the Major League Hall of Famers that would come back. So the Reds, the Stans, Gibby, Brock. Now, how we incorporate the Cardinal Hall of Famers, which a lot of those guys I knew as players. So it's a lot more fun for me. And obviously the number's grown quite a bit because, you know, we've got a very active Hall of Fame here at the Cardinal level. And so I think like seeing them and, you know, thinking back to our time together and even just like spending time with like Izzy and Matt Morris in the dugout was fun for me. So, you know, those are things that I think just make St. Louis so special, but you know, I've been to a lot of opening days in other cities, and for some reason, this place just, it gets it right, and we have a fan base that truly appreciates it, so it's fun. And, you know, think back to the last 3 days. I mean, we were blessed with great weather, great crowds, and the vibe was amazing.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. Final thought on this particular episode, Mondays with Mo, with John Mozeliak. So the club is going to Mexico, as you mentioned, Mo. Just give our fans an idea. Why is Major League Baseball doing it, number one? Well, I'll start with there, and then I'll get into the Cardinals aspect of this. But why is Major League Baseball doing this?
Well, I think when you look at the game, you always want to be looking at your business/game in a global sense. So where can you build the brand? And the Cardinals see an opportunity to want to be a part of that just because we do feel like we have that international brand recognizable. And so, you know, anytime we get the opportunity to expand that, we want to be a part of it. And, you know, for us, obviously, Mexico makes a lot of sense for us because there are fans from Mexico that follow the Cardinals. And so great opportunity for us and certainly looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, you kind of led me into my next question. Is this more about trying to grow the brand of the St. Louis Cardinals? We know St. Louis loves the Cardinals, the Midwest, the region, and beyond loves St. Louis Cardinals baseball. But is this trying to grow the Cardinal brand beyond even the Midwest? And, you know, we call it Cardinal Nation, but taking this and saying, hey, we should be, you know, the upper tier of Major League Baseball, which I think the Cardinals already are, but even take it even further, make it a global brand, if you will.
Well, we are, and you know, one of the things, like when you travel Dominican Republic, I mean, Cardinals are a very recognizable brand down there, obviously popular for many different reasons, but you see the Cardinal hats around, and so that's a positive. So expanding to other areas, whether it's in Latin America or even beyond, is something that we certainly think about. And, you know, ultimately, we love the product that we put out on this field, and we certainly love the support we get here in St. Louis and in this region. But getting more recognition globally is something that is always welcoming.
Mo, thanks so much. We'll see you at the ballpark tonight.
All right. Thanks, Dan.